brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Here we are at Christmas Eve, the day before we celebrate the coming of the Lord for us. And so many of us, all we can think about is, what am I going to get? What am I going to give? What did she get? What did he get? We can get into that kind of thing. And the gift is simply to be given to one another as a sign of love. But it's a love that honestly comes from our Savior. It's his love, if we open our hearts to it. We love humanly, yes, but God gives us power when we truly love him, when we truly reach out to one another. I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether we really can grasp that, because it's a miracle. But it's true that he loves us. He wants us to know him, to come to love him, to serve him all the days of our life, and to be with him forever in eternity. This is the beginning step. He comes to us. Brothers and sisters, take a look at how you think about Christmas. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to be here. I've got to be there. Ask the Lord to help you. Yes, we are busy. That's a normal part of it. But am I more busy than I need to be? What am I giving the Lord this Christmas? Think about that. What am I giving him? A change in a pattern or a habit that we really don't like about ourselves? Being kind to somebody we're not used to being kind to? Reaching out to a neighbor who's poor? Reaching out to those who are afflicted with some disease or another? What can we do to bring Christ closer to those who are in need? Let's take a look now at the first reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went. I've destroyed all your enemies before you. I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your lines, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." Think of that. Think of that. God establishing his people. You're part of that, you know. And so am I. Generations upon generations have lived and died before us. God called them to be his own. Do you belong to Christ, really? Have you given your heart over to him, your family, your work, whatever the needs may be, your health, whatever, turn to the Lord and say, Lord, please, in your name, help me. Don't just spout it out and then forget about it. Ask him. Just keep asking him. Once a day, anyway, ask him. He's hearing your prayer. Trust him. He may do it differently, but he hears your prayer. Psalm 89 tells us, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne to all generations. He shall say of me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm. God loves us. He loves us. He wants the best for us, like nobody on earth can do, because he sees everything. Open your heart to him. Don't make any demands on the Lord. Just open your heart to him and say, Lord, this is my need. Would you help me? Just say it once a day and mean it. Watch what God does. And the gospel is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 67 to 79. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, this is Luke chapter 1, verse 67, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. I just want to stop there and ponder that for a moment. We, brothers and sisters, have a God who loves us, who has come to us, who has set us free from damnation, who's given us a Savior. He's done everything for us. Please, please, might I ask you that this Christmas day, when you're gathered with your families, or whatever the situation may be for you, take a couple of minutes to thank God for what he has done for you. He gave you life and me. He gave you a Savior and to me. He wants to lead you to life everlasting with him forever. Thank him. Follow him. Serve him. Serve the needs of others. You will celebrate Christmas in a way that will be marvelous. And not just Christmas Day, but in the days, the weeks, and the months to come. Look for the needy. Help them. Look for your friends who may be going through difficulties. Walk with them. Maybe you have a child who is ill. Please give them support. Give others support. Stop putting yourself first. Put God first, and then put his people second, and then you and I come in third. But you can count that God will be caring for us too. We're so close. We're so close to Christmas. Just a matter of hours now before the great time comes. Bishop Bossuet, who lived in the 1700s, he said this: to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Come then to learn this great science, which is the science of salvation. It is in Jesus Christ that is found the true science of the remission of sins, which he has expiated by his blood. But John prepared his way to show that it would be in Jesus that our sins would be forgiven. Although you are continually reminded about the ongoing need for the remission of sins, do not doubt that justice is infused in your hearts by Jesus Christ. He took the name of Orient or Dawn so that he might show us that he is a light dawning for us. He was the true light which enlightens every man. Just as the rising sun dissipates the shadows by spreading forth the light that fills the universe, so also the true Orient, when he comes forth from the bosom of the Father to enlighten us, remits our sins by replacing them with the light of justice, by which we ourselves become light in our Lord. Think of that, brothers and sisters, that we will share in the light of the Lord. We will come to him. Please come to him this busy evening. Please go for at least 5 minutes. Just go to some room. I know you're busy. Husband and wife can do it together, whatever, but please come to the Lord and thank him personally for what he has done for you. Then thank him for what he has done for all of us. And may your Christmas day, I pray so much about this, may your Christmas day be a day of great celebration and thanksgiving to the King of all kings. One day you will see him, and so will I. Let us be ready for that great day. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.